This is the Woody and Jim Show podcast.
Available wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends till the end. And now they start talking.
We are ready to play the mixtape game, where we give you a scenario, and then you pick a song that would fit that scenario.
Yeah, we got to give it up to our listeners. Let me give you the scenario, and this is one of the ones we got from the Woody and Jim Facebook page. The scenario is your doctor tells you you may have a deadly case of the monkeypox.
The monkeypox.
Or the mpox, as they call
it. Right. Now, the woke phrase is mpox.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, got it.
So while you anxiously wait there at the hospital for the test results, you know, you're just sweating and just thinking about, oh my gosh, what's going to happen to me? And then the test results come back and say, you're completely healthy.
No mpox for you.
That's right.
Yay!
So we want to know for the mixtape game, what song is playing as you dance your healthy self out of the hospital? And we have one. Who is our listener that suggested?
Sabrina Paris is on Facebook, and she has given us her song that she would play as she was dancing free of monkeypox.
I think she may have given the perfect answer.
Okay.
And I'm kind of embarrassed that our listeners are like way better at this game
than
us.
Yeah, okay.
Here it is.
Ah, nice.
Staying alive. I'm like, oh man, why didn't I think of that? And that's, and you can dance to it.
That's true.
Out of the hospital.
That is a dancing song. Very nice. Okay. We have our own. Here's the song I would pick as I was told I was monkeypox or mpox free.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I would dance and then I would mouth kiss my doctor because I like my doctor. He's awesome.
Producer Sean, so you just find out you're monkeypox free, you're healthy,
yes.
You're dancing out of the hospital. What mixtape is playing for you? It's going to be one big party.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nurses, yeah. Staff, doctors, let's all get partying.
Gather around. Let's party down.
We're all nodding our heads like we're in Wayne's World all of a sudden, like, yeah. That's how we do Fridays.
I have an opposite take, I think, of you guys. Uh-huh. So for my mixtape, when I find out I'm healthy and the doctor, you know, his initial assessment was wrong and he made me so scared about having the mpox, I'm kind of ticked at him and I'm also happy and I want to dance. So I've combined to make this my mixtape.
I told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever
played.
Found a mountain, run, boy, run.
There you go.
Yeah. I tell him off, and then I dance my way out to the patron saint of Mount Juliet.
All right, three things you want to know the next time you're at Nana and Pop-Pop's house and you're playing Scrabble with your grandparents. They've decided to make Scrabble a little bit more 2024 by adding some slang words. These are now official Scrabble words.
I got to hear these.
Okay. There's yeet. There's back knee, short for back acne. There's am I right?
that's three words.
No, it's am I right. Know. It's one word. They also have bougie with bougie. The actual, if you're wondering about how do you spell that correctly, it's B-O-U-J-E-E. Bougie. So there you go.
I think if you like Scrabble, you're going to hate these.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be allowed.
This is probably not the core Scrabble demographic.
Right.
Which is Aunt Dolores saying, like, I brought a game out, kids. Let's make this interesting by not playing Scrabble.
Producer
Sean, what you got?
The overall story is that companies are using AI-generated posts to flood the market with either negative reviews or good reviews. And the FCC says that they've had enough of this.
So, like, Coke might leave a bad review for Pepsi or something, but it's an AI thing.
Right.
Okay, wow.
Right.
Mm. No fake reviews.
Mm.
There's a story going around. I don't know if you saw this, about a Detroit judge who's getting in more trouble than maybe some of the people that he sees in front of his bench.
Mm-hmm.
So a bunch of kids on a field trip went to go, like, experience what it's like in a courtroom for the day.
Right.
One of the kids on the field trip was a 16-year-old girl who kept falling asleep while she was there. And the judge kept getting mad at her and was yelling at her and eventually had her handcuffed and brought to like a detention portion of the building to shame her for falling asleep. And some people are saying, you know, obviously, isn't that a bit much?
Yeah, that's a little of a bit of an overreaction.
And he said, you know, oh, no, this is like a scared straight thing. You have to have respect for my courtroom. Come to find out, this 16-year-old girl is homeless. He even yelled at her saying like, hey, sleeping, go home and do it on your bed. She doesn't have one.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't have a place to sleep.
Oh,
she was tired. So now he's being sent for remedial training from the other judges. And he even, in this, he is so full of himself. He said, you know, I'd like to make this up to you by being your mentor. And her mother said, no.
We are ready to play Gender Wars, proudly sponsored by Goin Postal in Brentwood, your friendly neighborhood shipping and printing center. It sounds more dramatic when music is in the background.
I know. I like that.
I know.
We have to join us for the game today. Playing for the ladies from the borough, it's Alicia. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck to you.
And on the road, we have Jody playing for the guys. Hey, Jody.
Hey, guys. I'm not literally on the road. That'd be kind of weird, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we assumed you were in a vehicle on the road. You weren't just, you know,
out there spinning a sign in front of a, like a a mobile phone store or something.
That's right.
Jody, what town do you live in? Just
I live in Spring Hill.
Oh, okay. All right. Just look for him in the road there.
Yeah.
Our get acquainted question is we want to know about your first concert. So, Jody, tell us about the first concert you went to go see.
It was in the early 90s at Starwood. I saw Ugly Kid Joe open for Def Leppard.
Oh, nice.
Okay. All right. And Alicia,
missed Starwood.
Do you remember your first concert?
I do. Mine is not as exciting, but I actually went when I was like 16 or 17 with my dad to a Ringo Starr concert because he's a big Beatles fan.
Oh, nice. So instead of, because usually it's the parent taking the kid to something the kid wants to see.
Right.
And the parent suffering through it. But you flipped it around.
Yeah.
That's, I did. He wanted to go so bad, and my stepmom wouldn't go, and he was just not going to go. And I was like, I'll go with you.
He said, honey, Alicia,
what a good daughter.
Do you want to go see the worst Beetle?
I was going to say that, yeah.
He was just excited to see any Beetle. He did not care.
I'll go with the fourth most popular Beetle.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, let's get the game going. Remember, each of you have a screw, and let's start things off with a multiple choice question.
Here we go. All right, Alicia, we start with you, multiple choice. Mark Cuban, billionaire, does he own the LA Lakers, the Dallas Mavericks, or the Cleveland Cavaliers?
B.
Dallas Mavericks?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I got
B. Remember what you said?
The middle one.
The middle one.
No, it was so long ago.
B in the middle. Good job.
Early, guys. Early.
True. We've got a couple of pots of coffee ahead of you, so like we're very
exactly wide
awake. Jody, multiple choice.
Yes.
An emerald-shaped diamond, is it square, shaped like a football, or rectangular?
I'm going to say shaped like a football.
No, it's rectangular.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Well,
can't give you credit. All right. Well, it's not over, Jody.
Yeah, there's plenty of time left. Yeah.
Well, we got to talk you off the ledge here. It's okay. She's only up 1-0.
Yeah, don't give up hope.
Hey, I might be jumping on the road here in a minute. So.
You can take a commanding lead if you get this one right, Alicia. In the Star Wars universe, how is Princess Leia related to Luke Skywalker?
The sister.
Yes.
That is right.
Okay.
Okay, now, Jody, the pressure is on.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Cilantro is a spice used in Mexican dishes quite often. What color is cilantro?
Green.
Green! Yes. See? You did it.
Don't be so glum. It's 2-1.
Okay, Alicia, you can wrap up a victory with the correct answer here. What beer company makes Michelob Ultra?
Who are you whispering to?
I don't know.
Herself.
Sorry.
I'm trying to make it come to me.
Ran out of time. Budweiser makes that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that means you can tie it up, Jody.
Here you go. Here's your opportunity.
All right.
Milan is the city known for being a leader in the fashion world. What country will you find Milan in?
Well, here's where my ignorance comes in. Oh my God. It's not on the tip of my tongue. I don't know.
Ran out of time. Alicia, you are the winner. And you get tickets to the Ringo Starr concert that's coming up.
Friend star Matthew Perry, who of course passed away because of a drug overdose. Five people have been arrested and charged in his death. So the U.S. attorney arrested two doctors, two people believed to be in the drug trade, one who has a nickname, the Ketamine Queen,
wow,
and also his personal assistant. And they said that all five of them knew that what they were doing was wrong, dangerous, and they did it for the money is what they say. So
hopefully they go away for a long time.
Exactly.
That's sad.
Producer Sean, what do you got?
Well, here in town, here in Nashville, we're going to have Art and Fine Cheese soon.
Excellent.
At the Frist, the Grilled Cheesery is planning to open up a shop near there called the Cafe Cheesery.
Nice!
It's a place to get your fromage-focused bistro-inspired menu. So imagine going around looking at the Picassos and eating some brie, like.
I love the Grilled Cheesery more than anybody would be comfortable knowing.
Rembrandt fromage.
Back in my food truck days, they were definitely one of my top favorite trucks that were
around. Everyone faces light up when they see the Grilled Cheesery truck.
Exactly.
93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Thanks for tuning in. Yesterday at this time, we, of course, made it very clear that Jim is a fancy pants movie reviewer, so he gets to see movies before anybody else because he's a fancy boy.
You're not going to get over that, are you?
No. No, okay. I'm jealous because I want to see movies before anybody else and I get them for free like you do. But sometimes it's a double-edged sword because you have to see movies maybe you don't like.
I saw a movie that's been out for a week.
Yeah.
And bombed.
It bombed.
I went to go see Borderlands, based on a very popular video game.
Right.
And I'll tell you right now, Borderlands is an hour and 42 minutes I'll never get back.
Oh.
It is the type of movie that will make you question every single life decision you've ever made that led you to the theater to see the movie.
Uh-huh.
None of the actors looked like they wanted to be in it, and it's an all-star cast.
Yeah, it's got like Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart, Cate Blanchett, Jamie Lee Curtis. There's Oscar winners in this movie.
Big-time movie stars.
The movie is so bad that one of the original writers took his name out of the credits. I don't want to be associated with this movie that is not thrilling, not interesting, has terrible CGI and special effects, and just simply goes until it stops.
Hmm.
Jack Black plays a wisecracking robot called Claptrap.
Okay, now I'm in.
Getting an STD is funnier than any line of dialogue that comes out of Claptrap the robot. There was three other people in the theater. The biggest reaction was when somebody went,
so
it is so bad.
Yes.
But that you're saying, well, Jim, if Borderlands is so bad, maybe I'll go watch it because it's so bad it's good.
One of those things where, if it's so ironically bad that you enjoy it.
No!
No?
It's not even fun to hate watch it. There is nothing. Do not give them a penny of your money.
From the Eurostone Studios, it's Woody and Jim on Totally Hits, Totally Nashville 93.3 FM. We've been here for a few weeks, and you're getting used to it.
Yeah, we're settling in.
Yeah, and our company here, Carmel Broadcasting, has decided they're going to spend some money and advertise the Woody and Jim show. So I thought, that's very nice.
Yeah. That is really cool. Yeah.
What are you planning to do? And we found out yesterday they're going to put up some advertising at a place where more Woody and Jim fans might be, in the bathroom.
Everybody's got to go.
Everybody's got to go.
So, like, you're not going to miss anybody.
Yes.
I don't care who you are. Yeah. You got to go.
Yeah.
It's a great common denominator.
Starting next week, if you go to, like, Bridgestone Arena, places like that, where they have, you know, the urinals, or for the ladies, the stalls.
Yeah. Where they have the advertising up.
Yeah.
It's going to be our faces.
Yes. So you'll be able to stand there and perhaps pee and not make eye contact with us.
Or have a staring contest. Either. I mean, either way, however you want to do it.
Which is much better than the alternate plan, which would be me and Jim actually going to bathroom. And, like, it kind of just
somewhere in the stall and go, everybody okay out there? Yeah?
Okay. You know, everybody has dreams.
Yes.
And Woody and I, for 26 years, have had a dream. And that dream was to be on the signs in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding.
No, we actually came up with a plan years ago where it would be just me and Jim on a sign with our arms wide open saying, "Welcome, urinators."
But for some reason, every boss we had nixed the idea.
Until now.
Until
now.
The absolute creative freedom
yes.
of Cromwell Media
yes.
allows us to join you in the bathroom.
Well, guys, if you're excited about that, wait till I tell you about the plans for the urinal cakes.
Urinal cakes.
Oh, don't get me excited.
Oh.
Man. So if you think about it, the Woody and Jim show is streaming on the Totally Hits app, and you can be streaming as well as you see our faces as our dreams come true.
This is a proud moment. This is the America I want to live in.
Now you're thinking, they're making fun of it. No.
No, we're excited about it.
This actually was our dream.
Next time I go to a Predators game, I can't wait to go potty so I can see us. We should stand next to it and go, hey, you guys, hey, this is me. Hey, look, it's me.
Would you like a selfie with me in the bathroom? Yeah, there's so many ways it could go wrong, but it could also go so right.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's advertising, telling everybody about the Woody and Jim show on 93.3, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, Totally Flushable. There's no reason to be sad on a Friday, but if you are, I woke up a little grumpy. I think I want to change my mood with something cool. Tell you about it right now.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood.
People doing nice things for other people. This is pretty cool. In London, a bunch of people raised over $4,000 to send a 63-year-old street cleaner on a vacation. His name is Paul Spires. He's only been out of the UK once, and he wanted to go to Portugal, where he has family. So as it turns out, he couldn't take the money because, city workers are not allowed to take money from citizens.
Oh, okay.
So they found a way to work around that. A company called On the Beach, a travel agency, stepped in and decided to hold a contest with a $4,000 trip to Portugal as the grand prize.
Okay.
They had rules to the contest. You had to be between the ages of 62 and 64. Had to be loved by the community, be a street cleaner in London, and had to have the last name Spires. So this was the way they got around it, the red tape, and he was able to take his trip. And I guess the money that the people raised, the $4,000 that he could not accept, they gave to cancer research. So
that's fantastic.
It's a win for everybody.
One Music City neighborhood has just been named the up-and-coming neighborhood in the United States by Travel Mug, or Travel Mag. Okay, which is totally different. Well, Travel Mug is something you drink delicious
something,
coffee.
Something you get at a Mapco store. Yeah.
But Travel Mag says that this Nashville neighborhood is the Wedgewood, Houston area.
Oh, yeah.
Just 2 miles from downtown.
Huh.
If you haven't driven through there in a while, it changes almost every day. It is totally blowing up. They say that the Wedgewood, Houston neighborhood, often shortened by the name WeHo, which I don't think is a great nickname.
WeHo?
Yeah.
I mean,
WeHo.
WeHo.
That's more like Dickerson Road.
Yeah, yeah. WeHo.
But
WeHo for $35. Same as downtown.
It's a creative hub for culture and everything on the rise with music studios and breweries and coffee houses where you can get a travel mug. My best friend has broken my circle of trust that we had.
I thought I was your best friend.
Well, my best animal friend.
Oh, I also thought I was your best animal friend.
Let's hear him out, Woody.
Okay, yeah.
So, I'm sorry. You know, my dog, Wally, is a Cocker Spaniel I adopted from Nashville Humane, and we are best buddies.
Yeah.
But, like, over time, we've developed a system of trust.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, if Wally needs to go out and do his business, he will look at you. But if he really needs to go, he will let you know this is serious, and he will come over, and he will put his paw on you, and he will rub it on your leg and say, no, I'm serious.
Yes.
I need to go out.
Daddy, I got to go potty.
Right?
Okay.
So, like, this is, like, interspecies communication that we developed over years, and, like... And it worked. Like, okay, all right. You really got to go. Get in the shoes on. Let's go. And he would go, you know? And it was like, oh, this is perfect. Nobody has had this kind of relationship with an animal. It's amazing.
You had a system.
1 o'clock in the morning, just a few hours ago, he gives me that. He sleeps in the bed, right? So he comes over and he's pawing at me. He's just telling me the signal we've developed over years that I really, really, really got to go. I get up 1 a.m, I'm walking Wally. He didn't have to go. 1 or 2.
Really? So he just wanted to go out.
He wanted to just go out.
Go out and sniff
and
things.
And he's eating like acorns off the ground. He's like, ah, whatever. This is awesome. It's 1 a.m. And I'm thinking, why am I not in my bed? And so then I thought, well, maybe it's just taken a while to work its way out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I walk him a little longer. Mm. And I'm like, you know, now I'm like a quarter mile away from my house. It's at 1:20 in the morning. He had no interest in going to the bathroom. He's now broken the circle of trust.
I'm sorry.
So now I don't know if he really has to go. And like, if I ignore it, maybe everything's fine. I ignore it. Maybe there's a giant mess in the dining room I've got to clean up.
I don't know.
I'm just
it's a
so
tough choice, getting up, putting on clothes, and taking him out, or cleaning up. I don't know. That would be a tough choice. I don't know if I would make that choice if I still had an hour to sleep. 93.3 FM, totally hits, totally Nashville. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Thanks for tuning in. We got that Friday thing going on. Occasionally, we like to play our little game we call the mixtape game for a Friday morning.
You're at the hospital, and... your doctor suspects you may have a deadly case of the monkeypox, or the M-pox, as they call it now.
Now, the woke phrase is M-pox, because we don't want to make the monkeys mad.
So you're waiting around
give
for
us
the
more pox.
Test results, and then finally, at the end of the day, you find out you don't have the M-pox. You're healthy.
What a relief.
What song is playing as you dance out of the hospital?
So now we did ours earlier and had some fun with that. But we put it to you. We posted it on Facebook when a lot of people have suggested the songs they would be playing as they celebrate the absence of monkeypox.
And once again, you, our Woody and Jim listeners, have come through for us with some excellent answers.
Let's see. Heather has said, I would pick this song by the Pointer Sisters.
I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
I think that's perfect. Nice job. Good job, Heather. Man. What other ones we got?
We got, let's see, Savannah Burlington says, this. She has a fun comment, too. She thought this would be super appropriate, finding out she doesn't have the monkey pox.
Just like a monkey, I've been dancing my whole life. But you just beg to see me dance just one more time.
Ooh, woo! That's great.
We had to go all the way to Guantanamo Bay to get that song.
Where they've been torturing.
They're using torturing the, you know.
Yeah. Wow. That's a wow.
Yeah.
Good one. You may have just won the competition, even though it's not
that's
a competition.
Good. Saying that's an appropriate song for that. Dan Wells on Facebook says he would choose Chumbawamba. There you go.
There you go.
Woody and Jim on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.